Okay, let's go ahead and make our way back to our seats here. If you haven't picked up a bulletin with a sermon notes, I encourage you to do so. There's Bibles back there. We're going to be reading a portion of a scripture today, and we're still in 1 Peter. So if you would grab your Bible, and would you rise in standing in honor of the reading the Word of God. And we're going to read from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. And this is from the ESV, English Standard Version. Okay. Verse 1. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives. When they see your respectful and pure conduct, do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear. But let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you have unity in mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you are called, that you may obtain a blessing. This is God's word. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you as your children, and Lord, with what's going on in our nation right now, we know that even though it might hurt our heart, it hurts your heart even more. And to see hatred and people angry and in harm and division, and many of these people claim to know you. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just do something in our nation to bring healing. Lord, that you would raise up a generation of us who will be like those saints of old, that will stand up, Lord, be leaders, Lord, to be the voice of hope, to be like Joshua, used by you in a great way. Lord, we know as we look at what's going on in this nation, and the hope does not lie in government or in policy or in whatever else. It is only by your Spirit. Lord, we just beseech you and beg you, Lord, that you would cause a movement to happen, a revival of your church, Lord, that Christians who have been quiet just would not stand any longer when they see just evil penetrating this world, and some even disguised as believers, Lord, just defame your name. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you would give us a holy dissatisfaction for what's going on, Lord, and that we may see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, we pray that, and we also ask, Lord, that you would also use us to bring about your kingdom. Lord, we know that your kingdom cannot come without your people, Lord. So use us to be your hands and feet, your voice of hope to this dark and dying world. And now as we look into your word, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to us, that you would encourage us, and that you would challenge us. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please have a seat. We are going verse by verse through the book of 1 Peter. And I'm going to do a little left turn because we're going to talk about marriage for a while. This series that we've been on, we've been calling it heirs and exiles, and really it's been talking about how to be a Christian when like no one likes you, when you're being persecuted, when everyone's against you. And it was written to Christians who were being persecuted and martyred under Emperor Nero in a year about 64-65 AD when Christianity was outlawed in Rome. And so we've been talking about that, but this is the thing. As I was reading through this passage, we come to chapter 3, and it just talks about how do you behave to your government, how do you be Christians when everyone's against you, and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, in chapter 3, Peter makes a left turn, and he starts talking about husbands and wives. And it seems kind of out of place, and this is like this little excursus that he goes on, he talks about that. So here at City Life Church, this is the thing. We're faithful to the teaching of the Word of God, and we kind of have to go where the Word teaches, because the authority is not man's opinion, but the authority is what God is teaching us. So even some of these things that may not be like, I'm not so sure about that. I actually talked to my wife, and she's like, you sure you want to talk about, spend a lot of time talking about marriage and all this stuff, because she's like, what do you know about marriage? I'm like, oh, hey, okay, you got me there, but hey, I'm just teaching, okay? I'm just teaching what the Bible says, right? So this is what we're going to do. I was originally going to just do this section in one sermon, but I felt like there's so much good stuff here that I want to do a little short series talking about marriage. And I know for some of you guys, like, oh, marriage, I'm not married. I don't even think about relationship. This is really about how do you be like a good person, right? Unless you are like a hermit that's going to live in the desert by yourself, like, you need to know this stuff, right? Because it's not about just how to like literally be, you could take this and apply it to all relationships, the lessons here. And so we're going to spend some weeks talking about this, and I'm calling this series, a little short series, in the middle of 1 Peter, because we're just going verse by verse through 1 Peter, and we're hitting this section of chapter 3, verse 1 through 9, and the little short series we're going to call How to Win at Marriage. How to win at marriage. You guys want to win at marriage, right? Some of you guys feel like I'm losing at marriage. So this is how do you win at marriage. The reason why I'm calling it that, this series, is because in this passage of Scripture, it actually gives you three promises that if you do these things, there's actually seven things that it tells us to do to apply, three